I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, guys, time for a staycation setup. Can we say good morning to Cindy?
Morning, girl.
Hello.
Good morning.
So, Cindy, what's going on with your man, Alex?
So, Alex and I have been dating for a couple of years, and we just moved in together. We both work long hours. He's a trainer. He does meal prep for people, and I coach volleyball.
Okay.
You know, everything's all hunky-dory, and then the other day, I'm getting a manicure and a pedicure, and he stopped in, and everyone looked at him like they knew him, and my manicurist started acting extremely uncomfortable. And I gotta tell you, my spidey senses were tingling. Like, as a woman, when you know, you know.
So when he went to pick you up or drop in your appointment, your manicurist was acting weird?
Everybody was acting weird. He was acting weird. My manicurist was acting really weird. And even the people in the salon were acting uncomfortable, like shocked.
Now, aside from that day, has he been acting weird before that or after that, like with you guys' home life?
Our home life seems great. Like, I don't normally have any reason to have suspicion until now. So I'm just really, you know, worried, and maybe I'm being paranoid, but I would like to know one way or the other.
I'm just curious to know, you're talking to us about this. Now, have you talked to your man about this at all and maybe, like, addressed that there was weirdness happening when he walked into the nail salon?
He was acting so weird, and he just dodged the question. So I wasn't specific with my suspicions because I'd rather catch him off guard.
So how long have you been getting your nails done from your girl?
For about 6 months.
All right, so this is basically just on your intuition.
Yeah, this is my intuition. Women know, though. Like, I've been right before.
Have you been cheated by him, or this is past relationships you've been cheated on?
Not that I know of. I mean, he knows now, but, you know, I'd like to know.
Right.
And you deserve to, because nobody deserves to be cheated on in a relationship. And
you having that feeling, especially with another girl, you feel that right off the bat.
We feel it, and we just moved in together, you know, so we're planning a future together, and so I need to know now whether to shit or get off the pot, basically.
Oh, wow, I haven't heard that phrase in a long time.
It's a great phrase right there. All right, what we're going to do is call your man Alex up, offer me free romantic staycation, and ask that one question, Anish.
Who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
Yeah, hopefully he says your name, Cindy. If not, what's your manicurist's name, by the way?
Tammy.
Well, if he says Tammy, obviously he has explaining to do, and we got your back. We're here. The show is yours at that point if he does say Tammy. And if he does say your name, I think you probably owe him an apology.
For sure.
Okay.
I'll make it up to him. Big dinner.
Hello. Got to Elvis that pelvis. You got to file that down.
You
got to file it down if you know what I'm talking about.
We're crossing our fingers for you, okay?
Hopefully she's crossing her thighs. You know what I'm saying? Staycation setup. That's up next. Okay, we're back with a staycation setup. We spoke to Cindy, whose intuition, as women have the superpower, you suspect your man of maybe seeing your manicurist?
Yes. That's what I'm afraid of.
And it was just one instance where he came to pick you up for an appointment or came to visit you, and the awkwardness between them, that's all you picked up, nothing else?
Yep. There was a weird energy between them and weird looks going on and very uncomfortable, awkward situation. Yeah. There was definitely something going on. I'm not stupid.
Have you ever done the boxer test?
The what?
Oh my God. Would you stop suggesting this to people?
Boxer test.
You don't have to worry about it. We're here doing the staycation setup.
It's when you suspect your man is cheating on you. When you get to him, he smells boxers.
No.
All right. Well, you know what? We're going to call Alex out from the free romantic staycation. Ask him who he wants to put on that reservation. And hopefully he says your name, Cindy.
Okay.
And the manicurist, her name again was?
Tammy.
Okay.
Here we go.
Hello?
Hello. Am I speaking with Alex?
Yes, this is he.
Hi, Alex. My name is Jonathan, calling from the Aurora Hotel. Thank you so much for taking the call. And I'm calling just to let you know you've been selected as the grand prize winner of our free romantic weekend stay. So what that means is we're going to put you up in our penthouse suite, accompany that with our honeymoon package.
What is this?
We're offering you the stay in exchange for a review of your experience. So there's not going to be any actual payments. Just hopes that you enjoy your stay here and tell some people about it.
Huh. All right. I'll give it a shot.
Okay, perfect. So I've got your reservation paperwork in front of me here. Your name and number match up perfectly. My first question for you, sir, is we leave a personalized note for your guest. Now, I have some generic messages, but with this free romantic weekend stay, if you happen to have something personal you'd like for me to leave down, I can write that whenever you're ready.
Yeah. Write down, this time I'll be the bench press. You'll know what that means.
Now, my second question for you, sir, is who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay? I will start with your guest's first name, please.
Yeah, her first name is Tammy.
Are you f***ing kidding me?
Alex. Hey, it's the Morning Mess on Live 101.5. You're on the radio right now, Alex.
Are you guys
Yeah, serious? Alex, and I want your s*** out of my place yesterday.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's impossible to do because yesterday was yesterday. And
okay, really?
Come on.
Shouldn't live in the past.
Come on. She just found out her boyfriend's cheating on her. Yeah, Alex, what are you thinking?
Well.
So, Alex, we're dying to know. Who is Tammy to you? Like, have you been seeing her for a while, or?
Yes, please,
well,
Alex.
Babe, I'm sorry.
Don't call me babe.
Well, what do you want me to call you? I mean, what do you want me to do?
Who are you? I don't even f***ing know you anymore. You've been seeing her this entire time that we have been together? Like, why are you even with me?
Wait, so were you seeing her before all of this happened?
I just never could break it off with her, you know, because I was seeing her before you. And...
Then why are you with Cindy, then?
Why the f*** waste you my time? I want babies. You know this.
I mean, what do you want me to do? I mean, you know, you guys are both...
I want you to be a man and not a douchebag.
Does Tammy know about Cindy?
Yes.
That is such a lie.
So when you walked in
to
the salon...
So I lost my boyfriend and my manicurist, by the way.
By the way, I think losing your manicurist is way worse.
What?
No, it's not.
At this point, I'd have to agree with you.
So Tammy knows that you're dating Cindy.
Which is a full lie.
Living with Cindy.
Well, she doesn't know that part. I mean, she thought... She thought she was the main girl.
You suck.
She will now.
And that's completely understandable, girl. Natasha has these counseling.
He risked it to get the manicured basket.
We have counseling services.
Cut him off like cuticles.
He doesn't even feel bad. There's no remorse in his voice. He's laughing right now. If it's still in like the first month period, Cindy, I don't know. Try to get him off the lease or something. Jeez. Can we hang up on him, though? Because he sucks.
Yeah. Alex, are you there?
Yeah.
I just want to make sure so I can hang up on you. Cindy, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
I'm sorry, hon. I mean, it just amazes me, you women with this superpower of intuition. Like, I didn't think you had nothing just because it looked like something was going on, and you called that from a mile away.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's more of like when you're around other female energy that happens.
Right.
Especially when it's your manicurist. Come on now. It's not right there. One hand, she's holding it, and I'm sure you can feel that tension right now.
And that, were her hands?
I knew, just sitting there the whole entire time.
She was holding your hands, and who knows where her hand was.
What are you talking about?
Oh, my God.
Once again, we have counseling services that we can offer to you. Because
you ever heard of the pepper grinder?
I don't need counseling. You know what I need? I need my brother over here to pack up all his shit and put it on the line.
Atta girl.
Pay him a visit.
I need a better man.
You need a nail tech that is not going to cheat.
You need tacos. Tacos before vatos. That's worse to live by. Hold on right there, Cindy. We got a lot of numbers to hook you up with, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.